אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
So hello everyone, my name is Maya Zinstein. I'm the director and the producer of Till Kingdom Come, a new documentary about the bond between Jews and the state of Israel and the Christian evangelicals. I'm based in Tel Aviv. My previous documentary, Forever Pure, about Beitar Jerusalem Football Club, was very successful in the world and also won an Emmy Award. And I'm very happy to bring my new film to the audience in Australia.
I think it's extraordinary documentary, Till Kingdom Come. I mean, you got into communities, small communities in America that I wouldn't dream even visiting. Can you please tell us about your journey of making this movie?
Yeah, so Till Kingdom Come is basically explores the bond, as I said, between Israel, the state of Israel, and the Christian evangelicals. I think the Christian evangelicals are an enormous power in today's United, in today's America. We talk about 25% of the American population are Christian evangelicals, and the last president of the United States, Donald Trump, was heavily backed by them. And it was interesting for me to understand this story, you know, from, I don't like to use the word simple people, but yes, from people on the ground, to the very tops of the American and Israeli politics. So the journey starts at a small town in Kentucky, one of the poorest places in the United States, and this small congregation that has a huge Israeli flag in front of their church and a Star of David on the cross in the church are one of the biggest donors of the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, which is the biggest philanthropic organization in Israel. So we start with the journey, let's say, to understand where this money comes from, and then we follow the main events that happened here in Israel, let's say, moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the deal of the century that President Trump suggested to the world as a peace solution for our region. And yeah, it was a fascinating journey to have, also as an Israeli, also as a Jewish person, and I think it tells a very important story about very strange love, you know, that from the people from the Christian evangelicals towards us.
We're talking to Maya Zinstein, the director and producer of Till Kingdom Come, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Maya, can you please explain the theory or the theological theory behind Till Kingdom Come? It means till the end of the world comes. How does the Israel and the Jews fit in with this theology?
So, yeah, it's important to understand that in a way the thing that's significant for the Christian evangelicals is the fact that Israel and the Jews still has a major role in the process of returning of Jesus Christ. So let's say the Catholics would consider that the role of the Jews has been over. For Christian evangelicals, they see us as the key for the situation, let's say it that way. And they following the events that happening here in the state of Israel as signs for the return of Jesus Christ. Let's just as an example, the establishment of the state of Israel was a huge sign for them because it means that the Jews are starting to come back to the land that God promised to Abraham. So and then when you follow this process, basically the end of this process, maybe not the best thing that can happen to the Jews, because according to their faith, two-thirds of the Jews would perish, and one-third would convert to Christianity once Jesus comes back. So and that would be considered as part of the Armageddon. But I think for me, as a secular Israeli person, it was much more important for me to look into the very present and to understand how their influence and their views that totally based on the Bible, right? So just as an example, for them, they would believe that Jews and the state of Israel should exist on all the land that God promised to Abraham. And of course, today, in today's situation, it has huge implications on the reality on the ground. So for me, it's much more important what will happen today and let's say at the closer future rather than at the end of time.
But Maya, it's interesting also how really poor communities collect so much money for Israel and have some impact on American politics.
Yes, I think that's basically one of the most, you know, amazing parts of this story, the fact that people that really, as I said, the community that we send in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, which I have to say are lovely people, literally giving sometimes their, you know, the very little money that they earn, they donate to the state of Israel because they believe that this is, some of them would believe that this donation will bring the return of Jesus Christ closer. Some of them believe that they need to support this holy place. And of course, you know, for me as an Israeli, and it's important to say, I understand that the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, which is the Jewish part of this bond that we're following, have very important causes here in the state of Israel. They help for the poor people. They help for Holocaust survivors. But I think there's also questions to ask, you know, are people, you know, that live thousands of miles from here are the ones that should support our Holocaust survivors? I would argue that it probably should be the state of Israel that should take care for them.
It is interesting. So we're looking forward to see Till Kingdom Come at JIF, the Jewish International Film Festival around Australia. And Maya Zinstein, the director and producer of Till Kingdom Come, thank you so much and good luck with it. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.